Mindy O'Neill has been in her Borough Assembly seat C for about 2 months. She was appointed to fill out the term of Andrew Gray, who resigned this summer. She will now return to the seat after receiving about 6,000 of the votes cast yesterday. She beat Jeff Rensel in a close race. He had just over 5,000 votes from yesterday's tally. O'Neill says the campaign broadened her outlook on borough citizens.
I met people in the community that really opened my eyes to issues that I hadn't considered or perspectives that were different than my own, that were great and really gave me a better understanding of who we are.
Matthew Cooper is the presiding officer of the assembly. Voters returned him to seat I with 6,400 votes over Zachary Floyd with 4,600. Cooper said the next term will be challenging.
My focus has shifted over the last 4 years from things that I thought I wanted to do to now dealing with the situation at hand, which is what do we do locally when faced with budget issues at the state level? How do we maintain services at a price that's affordable for borough residents? I think these are going to be issues that are really hard to deal with over the next several years.
Jimmy Cash was reached by phone on his way home because he planned to get up before 5 this morning to go to work. He won seat E with over 5,000 votes, beating three other candidates, including incumbent Jeff Wildridge. Cash said running for office was a lot more work than he expected, but he learned a lot.
This has been a very positive experience. There's four people running for this seat. All three of the other guys have been great gentlemen, a lot of respect for all of them. We all want what we believe is best for the borough.
Frank Tomaszewski won seat B in a four-way race with 5,500 votes, displacing incumbent Sean Tacky with 4,200. Those numbers will change as absentee and questioned ballots are counted, but those votes will likely not affect the outcome. Two new school board members were voted in. Matthew Sampson won over Brandon Boylan and Kimba Manning for school board seat C. Jennifer Luke won seat D over Mike Kenna. She said campaigning took her to many public events, including a candidate forum put on by high school students.
I don't think I was as nervous anywhere else other than at West Valley Student Forum. I told the students, I don't want this conversation to end today. If I get on this board, I want to continue having these conversations with you because your voice matters.
About 18% of the people who could have voted in the borough cast their ballots yesterday or earlier. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.